The text for our devotion this morning comes from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." You may be seated. Recently, I had the opportunity to attend a conference that was designed for private liberal arts college presidents. You might say the conference was a way for me to kind of get up to speed with the issues surrounding higher education and to learn what some institutions were doing to advance their college or university's mission. I found that most in higher education at the conference were looking for ways to grow their student body. Not a surprise, right? What I heard in several breakout sessions were all the various strategies that some institutions were using to capture a bigger share of the new student market. Some are doing tuition resets. Some are even assisting graduates with their loans. Some are focusing on retention. Some are expanding co-curricular opportunities to enhance the college student experience. And some are really just focusing on really heavy-handed, active academic and financial aid counseling to make the consumer aware of the cost of a college education. Be assured that we at Bethany are looking for our strategic niche in this noisy and crowded market. How to effectively communicate your message to the members first of your own organization and then to the market is something that I've been thinking quite a bit now in my time as president. On a much larger scale, matter of fact, a worldwide and all-time scale, and with a much more important message to be shared, that is exactly the topic of the message Jesus shared with his disciples in our text this morning. Following his resurrection on Easter morning and following those 40 days of appearances following his resurrection, Jesus called a gathering of his disciples to give them what you might say it would be the organization's victory message and marketing strategies going forth. These just weren't any directives from a CEO. Jesus' words to them, "I submit to you," are a matter of eternal life and death. And they're not just meant for those hearers 2,000 some years ago, but also for us as believers, even right here in Mankato today. In our text, Jesus gives his followers four things. He gives them the command. He gives the powerful why. He gives the strategies we are to use in communicating the message, and he gives the reward for their efforts. The command is simple. Go. Go and make disciples. This is not complicated, but it's a call for action. Go is an action verb. It requires a response on the part of the listener. There's really only two ways to respond. Go or stay. To obey as a follower of the commander Jesus is the only option for a Christian. And while our sinful human nature constantly seeks to resist God's will, Jesus in these verses then gives us the perfect reason to obey. So secondly, he gives the big why. Why should we do this? He says, "I, Jesus, as true God, have all authority given to me by my Father." That same Father who demands perfection, who, knowing that we can't live up to that standard, out of love for his creation, sent a son, Jesus, to live that perfect life as our substitute, and then to suffer and die to pay the penalty for our sins, who then rose victoriously on Easter morning to prove victory over sin, death, and the devil, and who gives us the gift of eternal life simply by faith through the Holy Spirit. That's a powerful why. Everyone by nature is condemned to eternal death, but through Jesus has the gift of eternal life because of his mercy. Undeserved. We call that grace. Following the command to go or tell this message is not something like, well, I'll check my calendar and I'll see if it works out next week. This is a matter of eternal life or death for a world that's dying at a rate of about 150,000 souls per day. Now, a quick Google search suggested that about anywhere between one-third to just under one-half of the world's population might claim to be Christian. That means that as many as 100,000 souls are dying each day without that message of grace, without knowing that they have a Savior, Jesus, who died for them, and through faith in him, gives them eternal life. Not because they deserve it, not because they earned it, but because he loves us. We have a lot of work to do. And Jesus doesn't leave us wondering, how are we to do this work? He gives us the strategies. He says, go make disciples. That means to make followers of him. He says to baptize, to mark someone as a member of God's holy family, who through Jesus inherits forgiveness of sins and deliverance from the power of death and the devil, and to teach everything that he has commanded in his true and holy word, to nurture those in faith in Jesus, that they remain in faith throughout the days of this earth. Permit me just a few examples of some possible ways that we could carry out this strategy in our daily lives. We carry out this great commission simply by living a life of faith. For example, we can be a daily example. We could be a walking billboard for the hope that we have through Christ. We can do it in our prayer life, perhaps even just at mealtimes and down in the cafeteria. What a powerful message that would be if a group of students sitting down together at mealtime would join together in a prayer. Out of concern for fellowship, perhaps one in fellowship would take the lead on this and say, can we join together in prayer today? A walking billboard. What about in your everyday language? We teach in all of our majors to use professional language in those types of interactions, but what about in those unprofessional times? What does your language sound like? Again, be a walking billboard to be able to share the reason for the hope that you have. On a more corporate or larger scale, we can get involved in canvassing opportunities in our local congregations or in distant mission fields around the U.S. So we need to watch for these types of opportunities as they come up. Or perhaps even after graduation, you might consider a life-changing, transformational experience by doing some type of overseas mission work. There's a group called the Friends of China that I've gotten to know and have met several of the graduates of colleges such as Bethany who get involved in a program like that. What they're simply doing is carrying out friendship evangelism. They're getting paid jobs teaching English in schools in China. And then through the contacts that they make and the friendships that they have, they simply answer questions and give the reason for the hope they have and the difference that they go about in leading their lives. And finally, Jesus in our text gives us the reward. He says, I will be with you always. That omnipresent, all-powerful and true God, to be with each of us throughout our days on earth and forever eternally in heaven. What greater treasure could we have as we carry out the Great Commission? This Great Commission makes a compelling case for Christ-centered Christian education right here at Bethany. We carry out the Great Commission each day on this campus by proclaiming the message to all, here in chapel, in our religion classes, in small group Bible study opportunities, and as we teach and learn all subjects at Bethany through the lens of truth found in God's holy word. And that word is powerful. We have the assurance in Isaiah that God's word will not return empty. If we get the word out, it will achieve what he desires and accomplish the purpose for which he sent it. Namely, that more and more, that the whole world know him as Lord and Savior. It's been such a blessing that God has used Bethany as his instrument. Just in the short time that I've been associated with Bethany, I've been so privileged and honored to see that God has used Bethany through my witnessing of three baptisms here in our chapel. That's using the Great Commission. The CEO of his Father's kingdom, Jesus Christ himself, has given each of us as his followers an important task to carry out, a life-changing task. He's given us the gospel message to proclaim to the world that so desperately needs to know him as their Lord and Savior. Doing so results not only in a blessing for those who hear the message, but think about it. It's a blessing for us as the sender as well. Because how else can we share the message unless it first resides in our hearts and in our faith? May God grant us the strength to carry out his will. It's a matter of eternal life. Amen. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, through the work of your Son Jesus, you have shown us your great love for us while we were still your enemies. We confess our sinfulness against your will and thank you for your grace, mercy, and forgiveness so that we may enjoy the gift of eternal life with you in heaven. Give us the strength and zeal to carry out your great commission so that your purpose for all to know you as Lord and Savior may be fulfilled through the work of your Holy Spirit. Continue to use each of us and Bethany Lutheran College as your messengers each day, so that we may be a blessing to others and to the growth of your kingdom. We ask these things in the name of your Son, our Savior. Amen.